Joining us on stage right now is writer, actor, comedian, who you may know as being Ryan Howard on the NBC series The Office. Please welcome BJ Novak.
Hello.
Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. How is life after The Office?
It's nice.
Now, how did it, you were writing on The Office and then you went to acting on The Office. How did that transition happen?
Well, I actually started doing both at the same time.
Okay.
And we kind of adjusted, myself and Mindy Kaling and Paul Lieberstein, who played Toby on the show. We all were actor writers and we kind of adjusted accordingly. If we were very involved in the writer's room one season or one episode, we would be more there. And if our character had suddenly something really fun to do, we'd spend more time on camera. So we would feel it out as it went.
And you wrote 15 episodes?
Something like that, yeah.
And directed 5 or?
Something like that, yeah.
Was there one that stands out to you that you are particularly proud of or was a favorite moment?
The first one I got to write was called Diversity Day, and it had Steve Carell's character, Michael Scott, leading a workplace session on sort of tolerance of different ethnic and racial sensitivity issues. And he was really the worst person that could ever lead such a thing. And we really got to meet him through both how offensive he was and how hard he was trying. And that was just sort of a comedy killing field. To get to write someone be that offensive and that vulnerable was really, really fun.
Now, you grew up with funny parents and in a funny family. Your father co-wrote the big book of Jewish humor. But were you a game-playing family?
This is a crazy story that will take too long to tell, but when I was 10 years old, I played Scattergories with Michael Jackson.
I don't care how long the story takes, by the way.
My father is a ghostwriter, primarily for celebrity and political memoirs, and he was working with a guy who had a charity initiative with Michael Jackson. We were told that in Lincoln, Massachusetts, at the house of medical guru Deepak Chopra, and we're sitting in this living room, and a man in a black hat dashes into the room in aviator sunglasses, and I thought it was an impersonator, because I thought Michael Jackson on his off day is going to be wearing like khakis and a t-shirt. He's not always Michael Jackson, but he was always Michael Jackson. He practically moonwalked into the room. I don't mean to imply anything with this anecdote, but I was hoping to sit at the adults' table because that's where I assumed Michael Jackson would be. I was disappointed to be put at the kids' table, but who was seated next to me at the kids' table?
Michael Jackson.
But Michael Jackson. I couldn't make this up. And then the Chopra kids, after dinner,
The Chopra kids
said, let's play a game, and we went into the living room, and they broke out Scattergories, which happened to be my favorite game. I lost a game of Scattergories to Michael Jackson, and then he's saying, we are the champions.
That is an incredible story.
I'm glad I didn't go with the boggle with Madonna story, because it's not...
Exactly. Next time. BJ, thanks to the internet, we actually know your college honors thesis was titled To Be or Not to Be, Hollywood's Answers to Hamlet's Question.
That is correct.
Really? Oh, good.
Yep.
Because Wikipedia said it, and we were just hoping. But that is correct. Coincidentally, we are a short walk away from the Delacorte Theater, home of the Public Theater's legendary Shakespeare in the Park summer program.
Yeah.
So in honor of Shakespeare in the Park, we're going to play a game.
Uh-oh.
About various films that feature the greatest in-action hero, Hamlet.
Hmm, okay.
What do you think of that?
I think this is literally a nightmare. That after you graduate school, 10 years later, you're taken on a large stage and given a pop quiz.
About.
I think it's literally a nightmare. Since you asked, that is how it feels.
Good.
Okay.
Now, here's a little extra little thing. If you get enough questions correct, Aaron Shalemi in Anchorage, Alaska will receive a special Ask Me Another prize.
All right.
And it's going to be
great. This is for you, Aaron.
Some of the greatest actors in history have played Hamlet on film. Laurence Olivier, Kenneth Branagh, Mel Gibson. But the most financially successful film adaptation of Hamlet is arguably what animated Disney movie, which featured a warthog and a meerkat telling Hamlet to stop worrying about his sad past?
I'd like to phone a friend.
Well, we have a hint. In Swahili, you might say Hakuna Matata.
Well, now I know.
There you go.
Is this the Lion King?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Huge disparity between the clue and the hint, by the way.
You think?
Yeah.
In 1990, Tom Stoppard directed the film adaptation of this play about two minor characters in Hamlet who are unable to change their fate. Name the play.
I played Guildenstern in college, so I don't consider him minor, and that's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
That I was told.
It was a very important role.
In a 2000 film adaptation set in modern-day New York City, Hamlet is a film student who delivers his to-be-or-not-to-be speech in a Blockbuster video store. What Gen X actor plays Hamlet wearing knit caps that a New York Times reviewer said made him look like a lost member of the Spin Doctors?
Sounds of its time. Ethan Hawke.
That is correct.
With the brilliant Polonius, the best Polonius in film, by Bill Murray.
Awesome. And that film was supposed to be modern Hamlet.
Yeah.
But if you look at it now, it's like modern Hamlet with Polaroid cameras.
Right. Blockbuster video. The most dated thing, it turns out, you could have had in a movie about Hamlet.
Surveillance bugs.
Yeah. Kids are like, I know what the Danish royal family was like, but what's Blockbuster?
That does not hold up. Finally, what Alfred Hitchcock film takes its title from a line in Act 2, Scene 2, when Hamlet says, I am but mad blank. When the wind is southerly, I know a hawk from a handsaw.
North by Northwest.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Well, I think he did.
Perfecto.
He did perfecto. Congratulations.
Thank you for the hints. I needed them very much.
Is going to win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. And you are going to win all of our adoration, not only for being great at this quiz, but for having one of the best stories I have ever heard on our Ask Me Another show.
I didn't earn the story. It just happened to me, but
well,
thank you.
Thank you for telling it and being a wonderful guest. BJ Novak,
everybody. Thank you very much.